So we are going through the Gospel of Luke.
کتاب انجیل لوقا رو می‌خونیم.
We are in chapter 18 now.
فصل 18 هستیم.
And it looks like we're going to be in a couple weeks in chapter 18.
چند هفته فصل 18 می‌مونیم.
And today we'll just look at one parable.
امروز در مورد یک مثال می‌خوام صحبت کنم.
Just 8 verses.
فقط 8 آیه.
Let's start reading in Luke 18 verse 1.
آیه 1.
And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that man ought always to pray and not to faint. Yeah, so today we're going to look at some principles in regards to prayer that we can find in these verses. And we're also going to look at what this parable is actually teaching on prayer. Now, this parable starts in an interesting way because Jesus starts us with giving us where this parable is about.
Most
parables are the meaning is giving after that Jesus has given the parable.
بعد از اینکه مثل تعریف میشه گفته میشه.
And sometimes we don't get any explanation.
اصلا توضیح داده نمیشه، مثال زده میشه فقط.
But here it's at the beginning.
اما امروز هر همون
it is to this end
میگه دلیل این مثل چیه؟
That man ought always to pray and not to faint.
این که میباید همیشه دعا کنند و دل سرد نشوند.
Of course, this includes women as well. He's just talking about mankind.
خانم آقایون در حقیقت
همه دعا کنند. You ought always to pray and not to faint.
و هیچ وقت دل سرد نشید.
Now, first we're going to go over the parable quickly.
الان میخوام اون مثال رو.
Then we're going to look at the principles.
So let's read 2 and 3. بعد اصلها رو نگاه میکنیم.
Luke 18:2 and 3.
دو و سه رو بخونید.
Saying, there was in the city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded men. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. So we have a judge here, which is not a good guy. It says he doesn't fear God. He doesn't regard men. And in a few verses we'll see that he's called an unjust judge.
And
if you're a person, that doesn't fear God, neither regard men, you are an unjust person. Now, notice also that not fearing God goes together with people not regarding men. Yeah, these relate. That's why loving God goes also together with loving your neighbor as yourself. We have this unjust person here that is the main character of this parable. And sometimes this confuses people. Yeah, because they're trying to compare the unjust person with something spiritual. Yeah, because parables are usually earthly stories that teach some spiritual truth.
چون مثال‌ها یک داستانی زمینی که یک حقیقت روحانی رو به ما درس میده.
We can relate to the earthly thing and then understand the spiritual.
اون مثال زمینی رو راحت‌تر درکش کنیم که اون چیز روحانی رو که نمی‌بینیم درکش کنه.
But it's not always in comparison.
اما همیشه قابل مقایسه نیست.
Sometimes we have contrast as well.
اما بعضی وقتا تضاد هم وجود داره.
Yeah, what we will see that it's not like God is like this unjust judge.
بعضی وقتا خداوند مثل این God
does care about our needs. And then the other character is this widow.
یک شخصیت دیگه‌ای که در این مثال می‌بینیم اون
بیوه‌زنه. Yeah, a person who lost her husband.
یه خانومی که همسرش
She doesn't have the protection and support of her husband.
اون حفاظت و فکر شوهرش نداره.
She's coming to this judge asking her to act on her behalf.
قاضی میشه و ازش میخوان که همزمان توش عمل کنه.
Because of an adversary.
به عنوان میانجیش باشه دادشو به دادش برسه کمکش کنه.
She wants his judge to avenge.
و میخواد این قاضی کمکش کنه از حقش دفاع کنه.
Read the next 2 verses.
دو تا آیه بعدی رو بخونید.
4 and 5. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said with himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard men, yet because this woman troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me.
But اما چون این بیوه‌زن مرا زحمت می‌دهد به داد او می‌رسم مبادا پیوسته آمده مرا به رنج آورد.
So initially this judge doesn't care to do anything. It's only after this woman keeps pushing, keeps coming back to him, that he eventually will act. Now again, what was the end of this parable? That man ought always to pray and not to faint.
Read
verse 6. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Yeah, so Jesus points back to what the judge has said.
Yeah.
Verse 5. Yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me.
آیه 5 میگه
اما چون این بیوه‌زن مرا زحمت میدهد به داد او میرسم مبادا پیوسته آمده مرا به رنج آورد.
How is verse 7 and 8?
And
shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth.
و آیا خدا برگزیدگان خود را که شبانه روز به دو استغاثه می کنند دادرسی نخواهد کرد؟ اگرچه برای ایشان صبر کند؟ به شما میگویم که به زودی دادرسی ایشان را خواهد کرد. اما چون پسر انسان آید آیا ایمان را بر زمین خواهد یافت؟
Okay, so is Jesus communicating here that God is like this unjust judge? The idea is if this bad judge will do something for his widow, how much more will God do the things for his elect, for those who are his, when they ask him for his children? Now, I want to draw some lessons from this, some principles from this story. And the first lesson is that we are always to pray. Go also to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, where it says, pray without ceasing.
همیشه دعا کنید.
That's what the Bible tells us, to pray without ceasing.
کلام خداوند میگه همیشه دعا کنید بدون پایان همیشه.
What does that mean?
یعنی چی همیشه؟
That means that we always have an open line
یعنی همیشه
with God.
خط تماسمون با خداوند باز باشه.
The Bible teaches us that we are to have specific prayer times.
ما باید زمانی بذاریم برای دعا.
Where we take a certain time, a certain place.
یه مکانی رو بذاریم.
Yeah, our prayer closet, so the Bible refers to it.
خداوند میگه اون کمد دعاتون، جای مخفیتون.
We'll be alone with God.
شما
to talk with him.
تنها بذاریم با خداوند.
Yeah, they have a beginning and an end.
اول و آخر داشته باشید.
But then there's also prayer.
همچنین دعایی هست.
Which is more like a readiness or a state of mind
to just
talk to God about the things that happen around you. Being ready to speak with God at any time. Yeah. Walking with him during your day. When you're going to do your work. When you're sitting in the bus. When you're driving your car. Just don't close your eyes if you're driving your car. Yeah. Talking in your heart with God.
Yeah.
Go to 1 Timothy 2:8. 1 Timothy 2:8. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
پس آرزوی این دارم که مردان دستهای مقدس را بدون خشم و جدال برافراشته در هر جا دعا کنند.
That's the lesson that Paul says to Timothy.
Yeah,
Paul, inspired by the Holy Ghost.
پولس رسول که لمس روح القدس رو گرفت.
I will therefore that men pray everywhere.
انسان ها همه جا دعا کنند. همتون همه جا دعا کنند.
Have your prayer closet.
درست بدین.
Have your special place and time.
وقت مخصوصتون رو به خداوند بدین.
But then also pray everywhere.
اما همه جا هم دعا کنید. در هر زمان دعا کنید.
Yeah, you can pray everywhere. There's no place on earth, no situation where you, as a child of God, cannot directly call out to God. Yeah. Pray everywhere.
دعا کنید همه جا.
And you shouldn't be embarrassed to do
that. خجالت هم نکشید وقتی دعا میکنید.
Yeah, you pray for your food at home.
وقتی برای غذاتون دعا میکنید سر خونتون.
Pray in the restaurant.
Don't be embarrassed. همونجوری دعا کنید که تو خونه دعا میکنید.
Yeah, you pray at home.
خونه دعا میکنید.
Pray when you're invited.
وقتی هم مهمون جایی هستی دوستای مسلمان دعوتتون میکنن شما با صدای بلند برای غذاتون دعا کنید.
Yeah, God wants us to pray.
خداوند میخواد که ما دعا کنیم.
Always.
همیشه دعا کنید.
Pray everywhere.
و همه جا دعا کنید.
Go to 1 Corinthians 10.
اول تیموتائوس.
1 Corinthians 10 31.
اول قرنتیان فصل 10 آیه 31.
Where therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
از خواه بروید، خواه بنوشید، خواه هرچی کنید، همه را برای جلال خدا بکنید.
Yeah, how can we give God the glory when we eat and drink?
چجوری میتونیم به خداوند جلال بدیم وقتی میخوریم و مینوشیم؟
What about thanking him for it?
چرا تشکر نکنیم برای
What about
چیزی که بهمون داده؟
First to talk with him.
همه اول از او تشکر
Before you dive in your meal.
قبل از اینکه حمله کنیم غذامون رو.
Yeah, recognize that he is your
provider. اول درک کنیم اون بوده که نیاز ما رو امروز برآورده کرده.
Yeah, and if you're embarrassed to do something like that, yeah, there's something wrong with your Christianity. Yeah, not to make a show, but to give God all the glory. And we'll look later at this again. Yeah, we are to pray everywhere. We're always to pray. We are to pray without ceasing. Now, sometimes you get a response from people when you're saying things like this. Yeah, but what do I pray about? How do I pray for more than 60 seconds? Which is exactly the length of their list for things they want.
And
I'm not saying that you need to use a lot of words to communicate something to God. I'm saying you need to learn to pray for more things than that list. Your wish list.
Yeah,
the Bible tells us to pray about everything.
خداوند میگه در مورد همه چیز دعا کنید.
And when you pray about everything.
وقتی دعا میکنیم برای همه چیز.
You'll notice that you're always praying.
میفهمین که همیشه دارین دعا میکنید.
You notice that you will start praying without ceasing.
و دعا میکنید.
Go to Philippians.
هیچ وقت تموم نمیشه. همیشه در دعا هستید.
Philippians 4:6.
فیلیپیان فصل 4 آیه 6.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God.
برای همه چیز اندیشه نکنید بلکه در هر چیز با استغاثه و دعا با شکرگزاری درخواست‌های خود را به خدا عرض کنید.
Be careful for nothing. Do not be
نباشید.
Worried about anything.
Oh,
but there's so much going on that worries me. How can I not be worried?
But
here's how. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God.
Just
pray about everything. Bring everything to God. When things happening around you, if you're worried about things, pray. Bring it to God. Men ought always to pray. Where? Anywhere. About what? Everything.
در مورد چی؟ همه چی.
Please pray for me that God will give me peace.
که خداوند به من آرامش بده.
I'm worried about this or that.
نگران اینم نگران اونم.
All these things happening in my life.
چرا این اتفاقا داره بلا داره سرم میاد؟
My peace is taken away.
آرامش از من گرفته شده. من چیکار کنم؟
Pray.
دعا کن.
Talk to God.
با خدا صحبت کن.
Pray about everything.
در مورد همه چیز دعا کن.
Bring these things to God.
همه اونها رو به خداوند بیار. کلام خداوند گفته.
Because that is where peace comes from.
آرامشت از اون.
Read again verse 6 and also verse 7.
For
Philippians 4. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
برای هیچ چیز اندیشه نکنید بلکه در هر چیز با استغاثه و دعا با شکرگزاری درخواستهای خود را به خدا عرض کنید و سلامتی خدا که فرای تمامی عقل است دلها و ذهنهای شما را در مسیح عیسی نگاه خواهد داشت.
If there are things that are on your heart, if there are things that are bothering you, that are worried about, you need to pray about these things. That will bring you peace. And if you pray every time that you are worried about something, you will find yourself praying without ceasing. Praying about everything. Yeah, so yes, we should have an official, formal time that we spend time alone with God. But then we also have a lifestyle of prayer, an attitude of prayer.
و زندگی و شخصیت دعا داشته باشیم.
Now, here's how most people approach, or most Christians approach prayer.
مسیحیان دعا رو چجوری میبینن.
When everything goes okay,
همه چیز که خوب پیش میره,
we forget.
فراموش میکنیم.
When trouble hits,
اما آسیب که برای
then we start praying.
شروع میکنیم دعا کردن.
And things go terribly wrong.
وقتی همه چیز غرقاتی شد یادمون میاد دعا کنیم. یهو به زانو میافتیم و به حضور خداوند میریم.
Praying should not be a last resort.
دعای ما نباید زمانی باشه که آخرین راهی نداریم.
It should be first.
چه انتخابی نداریم بنبسته.
It should be first resource.
باید اولین نیرومون انرژیمون باشه.
Men ought always to pray.
هممون باید همیشه و در همه شرایط دعا کنیم.
Yeah, bring everything to him.
همه چیز رو به حضور خداوند بیاریم.
The problem is not God's side.
مشکل طرف خدا نیست.
He has given us the instruction.
خداوند به ما راه حل گفته.
The problem is that we are not praying.
مشکل اینه که ما حاضر نیستیم از راه حل.
Go to James 4.
ما دعا نمی‌کنیم.
James 4 verse 2.
یعقوب فصل 4 آیه 2.
James 4 verse 2.
یعقوب 4 آیه 2.
Ye lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not.
طمع می‌ورزید و ندارید، می‌کشید و حسد می‌نمایید و نمی‌توانید به چنگ آرید و جنگ و جدال مکنید ولی می‌کنید ولی ندارید، از این جهت که درخواست نمی‌کنید.
Yeah, so James point out that
میگه,
hey, you have not, there are things you're not receiving because you're not asking.
دارید دست نمی‌آرید چون نخواستید.
Yeah, you do not have the answers because you are not praying to God. You're not asking. Yeah, many Christians do not pray. And then when we pray, we often ask for the wrong things. Read the next verse. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts.
Now
the problem is that Christians do not pray. And the problem is that when Christians pray, they pray for the wrong things. Giving God your selfish wish list. So you can consume it on your
own
lust. You, as a Christian, should always pray. You, as a Christian, should pray everywhere and in every situation.
You,
as a Christian, should pray about everything. Go back to Luke 18. And we do get to the story. Read again Luke 18 verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint.
Which verses?
One, just one.
و برای ایشان نیز مثلی آورد در این که میباید همیشه دعا کنند و دل سرد نشوند.
Now, I don't know what the Farsi does, but in English, with fainting, we sometimes can think, oh, it means passing out.
But
that's not the meaning that is the Bible uses here. The meaning is becoming weary to the point of giving up. Yeah, the idea of is not giving up, not stopping.
Now,
let me give you a few verses where this is used in that way. Go to Isaiah 40, Isaiah 40, 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
اما آنان که برای خداوند انتظار می‌کشند نیروی تازه خواهند یافت و با بالایی همچون عقاب اوج خواهند گرفت. خواهند دوید و خسته نخواهند شد. خواهند خرامید و درمانده نخواهند گردید.
Yeah, notice here that these terms are used interchangeably.
و می‌بینیم که این معنی‌هاش فرق می‌کنه ولی در حقیقت جابجا میشه ولی همون معنی رو می‌رسونه.
Go to Judges 8, verse 4.
The
story of Gideon. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint yet pursuing them.
Judges
8:4.
آنگاه جدعون و 300 مردی که همراهش بودند به شدت مردی که همراهش بودند به اردن رسیده از آن گذشته و با اینکه به شدت خسته بودند همچنان به تعقیب ادامه دادند.
So they were faint, yet they were still pursuing them.
اما ادامه دادند.
Yeah, they were tired, they were exhausted, weary.
خسته شدند، نگران شدند، ولی ادامه دادند.
Yeah, they were still going after.
هنوز ادامه میدادند به سمت دشمن.
Not giving up.
دست نمیکشیدند.
Yeah, men ought always to pray.
انسان ها
and not to faint. Not to give
up.
We should never grow tired of praying. We should labor in prayer. Go to Colossians 4. Colossians 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Colossians 4:12. Colossians 4:12.
و از شما و غلام مسیح است و پیوسته برای شما در دعاهای خود جد و جهد می کند تا در تمامی اراده خدا غالب ایستاده و مملو باشید.
Yes, so Epaphras is laboring in prayer. In prayer. Yeah, praying is work. You need to put an effort in that. Yeah, Epaphras is working. Yeah, lifting up other Christians. Yeah, the Christians in Colossae to God. And he's always praying. He doesn't give up. He prays fervently with conviction. His heart is in it. He means it. Yeah, men ought always to pray and not to faint.
And
just as a note, everybody can pray.
Yeah.
Epaphras is one of you. He's just one in the church, one of the members, and he is a prayer warrior. Yeah, prayer is something we all can do. And we should do. And there might be things you cannot do. Maybe there are certain skills you do not have. But prayer is not one of them. As a Christian, you ought to pray. And you ought to pray fervently with your heart. Go to James. James 5 and read verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
الیاس مردی بود دارای طبیعتی مثل ما و تمامی دل دعا کرد که باران نبارد و تا مدت 3 سال و 6 ماه نبارید.
Yeah, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5, verse 16.
نزد یک دیگر به خطاهای خود اعتراف کنید و برای یک دیگر دعا کنید تا شفا یابید.
Yeah, the prayer that's called effectual is the prayer that is fervent, that is with conviction, that is from the heart. Yeah, read the next verse 17. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months.
Elias مردی بود دارای طبیعتی مثل ما و به تمامی دل دعا کرد که باران نبارد و تا مدت 3 سال و 6 ماه نبارد.
Yeah, Elias prayed earnestly.
Elias. Yeah,
with deep conviction that it wouldn't rain and it rained not on the earth for 3.5 years. Yeah, so Jesus starts telling a parable and giving the end of it. He wants people always to pray and not to faint. You are to pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
Yes, have personal prayer time. But we have to live in an attitude of prayer, ready to talk to God. We can pray in any situation, wherever we're at. We can pray about everything. Yeah, not only praying for ourselves, but praying for others. And he tells us not to faint, not to give up, not to grow weary. Because it is like labor, it takes effort. Yeah, we have to pour our hearts into it. Yeah, we fervently and earnestly, with conviction, should be praying. Now ask yourself the question. If you do not pray for your friends, for your family, who will pray for them? Are you like Epaphras? who's always praying.
Yeah,
most Christians do not pray. For most Christians, prayer is a last resort.
Yeah,
not the first resource.
Where
is the woman? Where is the man that always prays? Yeah, the truth is that Christians are more passionate about YouTube. The last thing about us to God. The truth is that many Christians are more fond of watching the sports than bring everything in prayer to God. Yeah, God says men ought always to pray and not to faint. So let's go to verse 4 and 5 from Luke 18. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard men, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me.
و تا مدتی به وی اعتنام ننمود، اما بعد از آن با خود گفت، هرچند از خدا نمی ترسم و از مردم باکی ندارم، اما چون این بیوه زن مرا زحمت می دهد، به داد او می رسم، مبادا پیوسته آمده مرا برنج آورد.
Notice what the judge says about this widow. Her continual coming is making me weary. This widow is persistent. This widow is not giving up. Yeah. Here's a lesson of comparison which we can have from the widow. And that is that we, like the widow, we should be persistent in our prayers.
Now
remember, this widow needed an answer. Yeah. This judge had to do something for her. How did she get the answer? She was persistent. Yeah, this widow wouldn't leave the judge alone. It was because of her continual coming that this judge eventually decides to answer her. Yeah, Jesus is teaching us that we are to be like this widow and that we are to be persistent in our prayers. And like this, with this widow, go to Luke 11. Luke 11, 5 and 6. Because there we have a similar example as we have in Luke 18. And this comes directly after the Jesus is teaching on prayer. Yeah, the disciples ask us, teach us how to pray. And then we have that what we often call the Lord's Prayer, but which is basically an example of how we should pray. Now, directly afterwards, we read 5 and 6, where we see a similar story. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Now, this widow we just talked about in Luke 18, she needs help. She can't do it. Here we have a friend that has nothing to give except before for his friend who comes. There's a need. There's an inability. And he's calling out to another friend. Now read verse 7 and see how this other friend is responding. And he, from within, shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you.
پس او از اندرون در جواب گوید، مرا زحمت مده، زیرا که الان در بسته است و بچه های من در رخت خواب پانان خوابیدن. نمی توانم برخیزم تا به تو دهم. به شما می گویم، هرچند به علت دوستی برنخیزد تا به دو دهد، اما به جهت سماجت او خواهد درخواست و هر آنچه نیاز دارد به دو خواهد داد. و من به شما میگویم سوال کنید که به شما داده خواهد شد، بطلبید که خواهید یافت، بکوبید که برای شما باز کرده خواهد شد.
Yeah, so what in the end is the reason why this friend helps him? It's not because he is friend. It's because of his importunity, because of his persistence.
Yeah,
the widow receives the answer that she's seeking for because she, because of her continual coming, because she's persistent. Yeah, and we see the same thing here. Now, why do I draw this out? Because you and I have a tendency to not see our own inability. Inability, the fact that we cannot do certain things. Because we think we are pretty good in solving our own problems. Yeah, we don't tend to trust on God and trust on our own strength. When things go wrong, we will just work harder. I can do this. I can solve this. Yeah, I don't have to lift us up to God. I don't need him. And I'm all for hard work.
Yeah?
Work as it depends on you. It all depends on you. But then pray like it all depends on God.
Yeah,
the reason why many people do not pray is because they don't think they need God.
Yeah,
recognizing our inability. Yeah, our own limitations. Yeah, we'll stress the need for prayer to God. That God needs to act on our behalf. Yeah, that we not try ourselves, but that we'll trust on Him. Yeah, we have not because we ask not. Yeah, God wills that men always pray. Yeah, God wills that we do not faint. Do not give up. God wills that we are persistent when we pray. Yeah, like the widow is persistent, not giving up. Like the widow realizing that she needs this judge to help her. Yeah, that was a lesson of comparison. Now let's look at a lesson of contrast from the same story. And that is with the unjust judge. So, Jesus starts out with saying, I want you always to pray. I do not want you to quit. Then he gives this example of a judge that refuses to answer the prayer at first. Why is God telling that us? Is he trying to say that God is like this unjust judge? Not wanting to answer our prayers? People might even think, oh, is that why my prayers didn't get answered? No. Here's why it says that. Here's what the lesson of the parable is. Go to Luke 18:7. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them?
Verse 7,
Notice that it said, though he bear long. God the Father is not like the unjust judge. But there is a similarity between this unjust judge and God. That sometimes God the Father, like the unjust judge, bears long. It takes a long time. Sometimes we do pray earnestly, we pray fervently, we pray about everything. We don't pray so we can consume it on our own lust.
Yes,
yet it seems like God doesn't answer our prayers.
He's
bearing long like the unjust judge. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't care. That doesn't mean that he doesn't love us. Yeah. Shall not God avenge his own elect who cry day and night unto him?
Right.
That's the first part of the verse. Verse 7.
و آیا خدا برزگان خود را که شبانه روز به دو استخاص میکنند دادرسی نخواهد کرد؟
Your prayers do not fall on their ears.
به گوش ناشنوای خدا یا گوش کر نمیرسه.
Read verse 8.
آیه 8 رو بخونید.
I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, the Son of Man cometh. Shall he find faith on the earth?
به شما میگویم که به زودی دادرسی ایشان را خواهد کرد. اما چون پسر انسان آید، آیا ایمان را بر زمین خواهد یافت؟
So to what end was this parable? That men should always pray and not faint. هدف این مثال چی بود که همه دعا کنیم و هیچ وقت خسته نشیم. And then we have this question at the end. Shall I find faith when I come back?
آیا من برگردم ایمانی در زمین خواهد بود یا نه؟
This verse might seem a little bit disconnected, but it's not.
شاید به نظرتون بدین آیا ربطی به مثال نداره.
It's actually the whole point of the parable.
کل مثال برمیگرده به همون آیه.
It's about the contrast between God and the unjust judge.
تضاد بین خدا و اون قاضی ناعادل رو بهمون روشن میکنه.
Because prayer requires faith.
چون دعای ما احتیاج به ایمان داره.
Yeah, sometimes God the Father, like the unjust judge,
خدای پدر بعضی وقتا مثل اون قاضی ناعادل
does not answer our prayers.
جواب دعای ما رو نمیده.
Or doesn't answer them for a long time.
جواب نمیده برای مدت طولانی.
Sometimes
بعضی وقتا
God
خدا
like the unjust judge
will
bear
long. مثل اون قاضی ناعادلانه صبرش زیاده.
But unlike
طول میکشه.
The judge, the unjust judge.
اما نه مثل اون قاضی که نشنید.
When God does not answer our prayer.
وقتی خدا جواب دعامون رو نمیده.
It's not because he's unjust.
نمیگه ناعادله.
It's because not because he doesn't care for us or doesn't love us.
نه به خاطر اینکه دوستمون نداره.
Yeah, when that happens.
وقتی خدا جواب نمیده.
When God does not answer.
وقتی خداوند جواب دعامون رو سریع نداد یا اون زمانی که ما خواستیم جواب نداد.
Then you need to exercise faith.
اون موقع که شما باید ایمانتون رو
Remember what it said in James.
That
the prayer of faith shall
heal sick. دعای ایمان شما را شفا خواهد داد.
Yeah, and that is where it ties into the remark that Jesus makes.
برمیگرده به اون نکته که عیسی مسیح آیا من ایمان پیدا خواهم کرد؟
Going to God in faith.
در ایمان و با ایمان به حضور خدا.
The problem is that we misunderstand what that means.
معنی ایمان رو درک نمی‌کنیم.
Because faith is not believing that God will.
نه این نیست که ایمان داشته باشیم که خداوند می‌کنه.
It's not praying till God gives us what we want.
ایمانی نیست که ادامه بدیم و دعا کردن این که ادامه بدیم تا اون که ما میخوایم.
It's not an exercise.
اینجوری نیست که
just bugging God till he gives us.
که گیر بدیم به خداوند تا مجبورش بهمون بده. خداوند مچ بندازیم.
Because we have become annoying.
تا اینقدر کنه بشیم که مجبورش بده.
Yes, we are to pray always.
بله دعا بکنیم. همیشه دعا کنیم. خسته نشیم. دست نکشیم. ادامه بدیم در دعامون.
But when we pray.
اما وقتی دعا میکنیم.
We're not praying to change the will of God. We pray according to his will. Yeah, praying is not trying to twist God's arm. Make him to do something. We are to pray and say, your will be done.
Thy kingdom come.
Yeah,
thy will be done on earth as in heaven.
Faith is not believing that God will.
این نیست که ایمان نداشته باشم خدا میتونه.
Faith is believing that God
ایمان داشته باشیم که خداوند میخواد، بلکه ایمان داشته باشیم خداوند میتونه.
That he's able to.
خداوند قادره.
Go to Daniel 3.
دانیال فصل 3.
Which is a story about
داستان دانیال.
The three friends of Daniel.
سه تا دوست دانیال.
Who are we'll read the part that they are responding to Nebuchadnezzar.
جواب نبوکدنظر رو میدن.
Who threatening them to throw them in the fire
که تهدیدشون میکنه که این ستاره بندازه تو
if they wouldn't bow down for the statue.
اگر سجده نزنن جلوی این بت.
Now read Daniel 3 verses 17 and 18. And look at the attitude of those three friends of Daniel. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, Be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
اگر چنان کنی که میگویی خدای ما که او را میپرستیم قادر است ما را از کوه آتش سوزان برهاند و او ما را از دست تو پادشاه خواهد رهانید. ولی حتی اگر نرهاند پادشاه ها بدان که خدایان تو را نخواهیم پرستید و تمثال طلا را برپا داشته ای سجده نخواهیم کرد.
Yeah, the God whom we serve is able. God can.
میتونه. قادر.
And these three friends had great faith that God had the ability to save them.
قادره که اونها رو نجات بده.
But then they say.
ولی بازم میگه.
If he doesn't.
اما اگه نخواد.
So be it.
باش.
That's fine as well.
Okay.
Yeah, let God's will be done. God can, but it doesn't always mean that he will. Go to 2 Corinthians 12. verses 7 to 8. This is about Paul. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me.
خاری در جسم من داده شد فرستاده شیطان تا مرا ضربه زند مبادا بیش از حد سرافرازی نمایم و درباره آن از خداوند سه دفعه استدعا نمودم تا از من برود.
Yeah, so there's something in the life of Paul that he is praying for that God will take it out of his life. And we see that three times, yeah, and probably that is more like three seasons in his life, that he is praying for this, that God would take it away from him.
Now,
read the answer. Verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So, what's the answer? No. Yeah? God tells Paul, I will not remove that thorn from your flesh. My grace is sufficient for thee. Now, coming back to the main lesson of the parable of the widow and the unjust judge,
yeah,
what's the point of the parable? Sometimes God, like the unjust judge, will bear long in answering our prayers. And he's asking at the end, the question, will I find faith on the earth? Yeah, here's how we pray with faith. We believe that God can do what we ask him to do, but that he knows best when he chooses not to. If God chooses to wait, if God chooses to say no, if God bears long,
yeah,
faith is believing that God can and he knows best. Faith is trusting God with the answer. Yeah, faith is understanding that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called to carry into his purpose. Faith is like Job, who doesn't understand why the things that are happening in his life are happening, but then he makes a statement, when I'm tried, I will come forward as gold.
Now,
faith is believing that God can and that he knows best. So, when the answer is no, when the answer is, my grace is sufficient for you, then respond like Paul. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glorify my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
در اون ضعف‌هایم که باشه قدرت عیسی مسیح در ضعف‌های من جلال پیدا کنه.
Okay, God, I know the answer is no.
من می‌دونم جوابت نبود.
I trust that this is best.
اعتماد دارم که تو بهترین رو می‌دونی.
And I will glory in my infirmities.
من در ضعف‌ها هم جلال پیدا خواهم کرد.
What is Jesus teaching us in this
parable? عیسی مسیح بهمون میده در این مثال.
Is Jesus teaching us that when we just trouble God enough that he'll just give us whatever we want? No, that's not a lesson. He wants you to always pray. He wants you to never give up. He wants you to earnestly pray in every situation, about everything. But the lesson is that though he can bear long, though he may not answer our prayer, though we have prayed many times for a certain thing, yeah, we should never give up, not faint. Yeah, keep praying even if God doesn't give the answer. Amen. God does not give you the answer. Exercise faith. Not faith like believing that he will, but faith, like believing that he can and that he knows best.
Yeah?
When he chooses you not to give the answer or chooses to wait for the answer. Yeah? So God at times may be compared to the Zunjus judge.
When he bears long,
the purpose of the parable is to point out that God is not like the unjust judge. But that when he bears long, it's not because he's selfish, not because he doesn't care. It's because he knows something that you and I don't. So like the Apostle Paul, let's rather glory in our infirmities. Yeah, that the power of God may rest upon us.
که قدرت خداوند بر دوش هممون آرامش بده.
آمین.
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 آمین. بچه‌ها خدا بخیر. شبتون بخیر. صبحتون بخیر نجیب جان.
شب بخیر. Hey, good night.
شب بخیر آرام. بله.
شب بخیر.
بله عزیزم. نگاه میکنم. وقت نکردم. نگاه میکنم به جواب میدم عزیزم. Or we need to adapt.